following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, Refuge family. Pastor Alan here. It is Wednesday, and doing the math real quick, 10, 11, 12, 13, right? This is Fireside Chat number 13. And glad you're joining us. And as I mentioned yesterday, I pray for today's chat with Pastor Jeff and his family, that it will encourage you. That's the whole point. Just like the old fireside chats during World War II, the intent was to inform, but to encourage. And so praying that'll be the case today with Pastor Jeff and his family. Of course, I have my fire at my side as I chat with you, because I'm not sure if Jeff does at home, because he's sending his from home, but just in case. And also to let you know, of course, these are going on every day at noon, Monday through Friday, that is, every weekday. And this Friday, by the way, Pastor Bill and Joy will have communion with you, and so have the elements ready, because you got a 15-minute total time slot, so you don't want to be running around, where's the bread? I got to get juice. Have that ready for Friday, and you'll get to enjoy that blessing of the bread and the cup. But right now, it's time for Pastor Jeff and his family to bring a fireside chat to you. So let's tune in.
Hi there. Welcome to the Wilson Wednesday Fireside Chat.
Hello, Wilson Wednesday.
We thought we would play a little song for you to start off our time for the Wilson Wednesday Fireside Chat. And here it goes. Fireside Chat, this is the Wilson Fireside Chat. So that's my rendition of the Wilson Fireside Chat. I'm going to hand this to my lovely wife to set it off to the side. And we are going to pray to start our time. And then we've got just something we feel...
Some special guests as well.
Special guests, you'll be surprised. And then maybe a message that the Lord's kind of put on our heart.
Definitely so, a message.
Let's pray. Lord, thanks for the time to get to spend on this fireside chat today. And Lord, I pray that you would just anoint this time. And thanks for all those people who are tuning in each and every day and throughout the week, Lord, and what this fireside chat has meant to the body here at Refuge and the family. And thanks for those that continue are praying for the family of Refuge and those around them. Lord, I pray we continue just to meet together like this online. And Lord, would you just do a great work in this season and in this time? Lord, we'd also lift up to you those that are suffering with this virus. Lord, we pray against as we've been doing this every day, daily, multiple times a day, praying against this virus, Lord, that you would just completely wipe it out. And would you give us courage and strength in the season, Lord, to do what you've asked us to do, to be the people you've called us to be. I believe, Lord, that you want to do something within your church in this season. And so, Lord, we want to just anticipate whatever that might be wise about the things that you've called us to do. And so, Lord, do something special and unique in this season as well. Lord, also, as we've been praying, Lord, would you just be with our governing officials? Lord, would you just give them wisdom beyond their measure? Lord, would you just give them wisdom on what to do and what not to do? Lord, I pray for them. Lord, raise up a good government at this time, Lord, that would just support and care for the people. Lord, and we pray for those doctors and nurses as well, something we've been praying about regularly. Lord, those people that are on the front lines of this battle, Lord, would you sustain them? Would you keep them? Lord, keep them from getting sick and allow them to just be able to decompress every day as they get off work and be ready for the next day as well. So we want to be just faithful as the church, praying for these men and women who are on the front lines of this war. And so would you do that in this place as well? God, we look to you in this season, Lord. We turn our eyes to you, and Lord, that's kind of what we want to pray. We're praying for, but we want to talk about today too, Lord. So just be with this time. Pray this in Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Well, we found that we have had lots of opportunities around our house over the last 3 weeks. This is week three.
Week three
yeah. In quarantine. So yeah, we've had a lot of time in this season around our house. And one of the things that we started to talk about was, because we have so much time, how much time are we actually centering our hearts and minds on the Lord? How much time are we spending with the Lord in this season? And so that's one of the things we want to talk about today.
Yeah. So Jeff had just the other night been just talking about how you really, during this time, really start to recognize how you spend your time and what you're focusing your time on, and not wanting to lose the opportunity that we have now with so much more time to devote to the things of the Lord and really be Christ-centered.
Yeah, I felt like, hey, we're home for 3 weeks, and if we just keep doing the same things we always do around the home.
Watching movies.
Doing other video games.
Uh-huh.
Working on house projects.
House projects. Working, walking, normal things. Good things.
Right.
Good things.
And I'm working.
Things.
I'm working.
Yes, working from home.
So doing that. We felt like if you just keep doing that same thing that you do all the time, then maybe there's a potential to miss what God would be teaching us in this season. So I think this weekend I mentioned, like, keeping some normal things in your life is good, because just sanity-wise and encouragement-wise, it's good to stay doing those things. However, I think in this season, God would have us focus our attention more on Him maybe than ever before, humbly come before Him in situations where we're kind of not in control.
Yeah.
And really just saying, okay, what would you change in my daily schedule, Lord? What would you change in my free time? Mm-hmm. What would you change in our family time? What would you do differently? And so we kind of asked ourselves that question.
Mm-hmm. And it made me think of the verses in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, when the Lord says to the children of Israel, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord is your God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children, or your neighbors, or your roommate, or your coworkers. Talk about them when you're at home, when you're on the road, when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up." And that just really was, to me, a reminder of what God calls us to do, especially in this season. There's a songwriter, Andrew Peterson, that you've probably heard of, and I listened to a short interview with him, and he was talking about what if, the way that we live, what if family or personal devotions wasn't the only way that we pointed those around us to Christ? What if everything that we did, as we walked by the way, as we were at home, as we went to bed, as we went, as we were waking up in the morning, as we went to work, all these things, what if everything that we did was a reflection of the Lord? And, you know, for us specifically, thinking about raising our kids in the Lord, if we don't just see, okay, this is our family devotion time, this is the time that we talk about the Lord, but all the time, when we're in the car, when we're, you know, taking a lot more walks and bike rides now, what if we took every opportunity?
I mean, we're taking multiple walks and bike rides a day. We are trying to get out of the house as often as we possibly can.
Yes.
And I think we've really shot for that. And we've always shot for that we feel like, yeah, we do devotion times as a family, but sometimes those times outside of the devotion times, just who we are, mm-hmm. our marriage, they speak volumes to our kids about who the Lord is. And the same thing would be true if you had a roommate or you had someone else that you lived with. It would be like, hey, who I am, just not in my devotion time, matters as I minister to this person or we minister together. Mm-hmm. I think that's super important.
Every day we're praying with our kids before they go to sleep, and we're praying for meals, and we're bringing him up in conversation when they're like, hey, how is school? How's this person doing? How's that? You know, just like living a life of devotion to the Lord. So,
So we have some special guests that we would like to bring in at this point. So
to tell you what
guys,
it looks like.
Come on in.
What it looks like to talk about the Lord when we sit in our house, when we walk by the way, when we lie down, and when we wake up. So
come have a seat. And so we are going to ask them to come in and share with us how the Wilson family does. Now, I will say this, all three of them are pretty good about having their devotion time in the morning. So when they wake up in the morning, that's when they do their devotion time. Sometimes Abby, I think night is when Abby does hers.
It's a night owl.
So they have their devotion time there. But we thought we'd ask them, what are some other times the Wilson family does, focuses on the Lord apart from just maybe a daily devotional? Jack, do you want to start us?
Sure. Well, every day I read my Bible.
What Bible is it? Do you remember what it's called?
It's an action Bible. Basically, it's a comic book Bible. And also, when I go to school, sometimes I tell other people about Jesus.
Yeah.
Like if somebody's having a hard time, I say, I'll pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Girls, which one of you, which one? Okay.
Usually, well, when we weren't on quarantine, when we would go to school, every day we would turn on like the Bible app and turn it on to like when they were talking or whatever, and we'd read a chapter of the Bible on the way to school.
And what do you do during devotion time at night?
I read a chapter, like I'm going through reading a chapter, and I highlight and anything that like sticks out to me and think about it mostly.
Taylor?
It's been like we're at the breakfast table and lunch and also at dinner, because like we're not all going somewhere, we're like all together, and then we just like read a Bible passage or like talk about like things that God like made you do today, like what was something that you really saw God through today or something like that.
We talk about it.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things we've tried to do as a family, and again, kind of going back to what we were thinking about as we hit this season, is that we are together as a family more now. They're not going to school. They don't have any of their sports right now. And so we're having we had this conversation about not wasting this time to really create something for the Lord in this season between the five of us. And maybe just that word of encouragement to you, that you would find that same purpose in this season to really dive maybe even a little deeper than usual into your Bible study time or your prayer time and seeking the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking about how never before has the church truly been without walls than it is now. And it made me think of a Billy Graham quote that we have printed up and in our living room. And he says, I have it in front of me, let your home be your parish, your little brood be your congregation, your living room be your sanctuary, and your knee a sacred altar. And whether you have kids, again, roommates, whether you are single, whether you have an empty nest, our homes are part of the church. We've been forced to see that our homes can truly be sanctuaries and that our homes can truly be a place where God meets us. And so this time has really been a time for us to recognize what are ways that maybe we are not using our homes as a part of the church, whether it's the people in our homes right now or kind of reaching out to those around us. So making sure that our homes, our sanctuaries right now, are a place where Jesus truly is king, and he's number one in our lives. So asking him how we can take advantage of making him the center of our lives as we're walking by the way, whether that's through the neighborhood. My friend Erica, her and her sons walk around their neighborhood and they pray for their neighbors as they're passing their houses. When you lie down, when you rise up, all these ways, asking the Lord how you can take advantage of the time.
And you were going to mention Patty putting together the mask.
Yes, Miss Patty Kingsbury and Gail have been Patty and Gail. So they are sewing masks. I think along with Calvary Beachside, just sewing because everybody is wanting masks right now. And Jeff had just been talking about, you know, let's see what opportunities we have as the church to be reaching out to our community.
Yeah.
And so things like that, where you're asking the Lord, how can I be? Because we're church without walls right now. So show me what that looks like.
And you'd said it would be cool if you are watching this on Facebook and you're hearing what people are doing, it would be cool to maybe below just write something and say what you've heard other churches, how they're reaching out. And maybe somebody on watching today would look at that and think, hey, I could do that. I could sew a mask. I can. So let's maybe if you would just on this, if you're watching through Facebook, if you're on our app, it can be harder to do. But if you're watching at Facebook, maybe just put something down that you feel like, hey, here's what I'm seeing other people doing. And maybe we can get some people doing those things.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, when we look at this text that we just read in Deuteronomy, it really is saying, I want to love the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that doesn't just happen when we go to church, right? That we just don't show up at church, but actually is happening throughout our entire day. Mm-hmm. Now, it says in the text, there's different reminders that mm-hmm. they use. They write it here, write it there, write it around. So you always see it, keep it in front of you. And that's why we have little things throughout our day where it triggers us to be like, ponder the things of the Lord. Spend mm-hmm. time with the Lord.
Scriptures in your house or quotes on in your living room.
Write it on your doorpost. Mm-hmm. write it somewhere. And so I would encourage you in this season, we would encourage you in this season, that as the Lord has quarantined us, he has us at home. Maybe this is the season to reorient your heart to more of his rhythms and less of your own rhythms. Mm-hmm. We have developed rhythms throughout our week. This is the way it looks like. And he stopped all those. And we didn't want to miss that opportunity to reorient our rhythms to him. So let me pray for us now. Lord, thanks for this time. Lord, as we've been sitting here and just speaking of the things of you, would you just minister to people as they're watching? Lord, maybe you would encourage them to move in a different direction with some of the rhythms and patterns of their life. And Lord, more focused upon you, more centered on you, seeking your face. And Lord, I believe there's great blessing for that. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name, his holy and powerful name. Again, Lord, we pray against this virus. Lord, would you do something powerful, Lord, even today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.